Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adrian Peterson with a drive and a first down.
Trying to give the Lions the lead, and Prater's kick is perfect.
Swift scores his first NFL touchdown. Trying to throw it for the score, and they get it. Touchdown, Hockenson. This is the 11th play of the drive, and the pass caught for the touchdown by Jimmy Graham. Stafford is going to get sacked. 55-yard field goal attempt by Mac Prater is no good. Stafford looking, throwing, and the pass is going to be intercepted. Miller is there, and it's a touchdown, Anthony Miller. Stafford downfield, and his pass is dropped by Swift. He was in the end zone.
I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL. You know, obviously a very disappointing game for everyone. We got to coach better. We got to finish the game better. Do a better job of coaching. That's me.
Boom, this man!
I mean, how this guy is still employed is something that I just cannot fathom. I mean, even by Lions standards, it is utterly remarkable. And you know what? I tell you this right off the top. Like, it's fun when mommy and daddy run the team and you just go, damn, that looks screwed up. Or when your brother gets to run it and falls on his face because he brings in Millen and you get to look at it and go, I could do better. Sheila, there's a chair right over here. Take a seat, because now you're in the bright lights. This is your mess, and this is your fault. Straight up. Keeping this bum as a head coach is why we're here. Yesterday was incredible, and I think it was a bit of a special occasion for people. Because yesterday, you got to see Matt Patricia fully lionized with audio proof of the lionization of oneself. The arrogance of this man is awe-inspiring. I mean, the ability for this guy to think that his own poo-poo doesn't smell is remarkable and in some ways enviable. For Matt Patricia to break out the "I have one of the most important play calls in NFL history" card 5 years after the fact, when you didn't make the call here, and when, frankly, sorry, dude, Malcolm Butler knew the route combination and jumped the route. Last I checked, you weren't on the field. You don't have any lateral quickness. That was Malcolm Butler's play, not you. Except, wait for it, you hired the OC who even gave Malcolm Butler the opportunity to make that play because they didn't hand it to Marshawn on the 1 yard line. The audacity to break that quote out when he was questioned about his fourth quarter coaching after the 11th fourth quarter blown lead in your wretched 33-game tenure as head coach here, that is stunning. That is what he offered up. That is every bit the Bobby Ross, "I don't coach that stuff." That is every bit the ship's going down. Oh, absolutely. This is what does a guy have to do to get fired around here? Matt Patricia has not does not now, and will never have an effing clue what he is doing as a head coach, because he is nothing more than a wannabe. He is a Belichick wannabe. It's why he sat there in New England and rotted for 14 years, why nobody really wanted him as head coach, why the Giants went, DJ Scratch, no thanks, dude. This guy is a bum. It's a joke. He's been a joke since the day he got here. And I said that to you. We talked about it all through training camp. We talked about it after a rookie quarterback taxed that ass on Monday Night Football. And I said to you then, this dude will fail here. This dude will be fired. This dude will not be here long. He's got the nerve to come out yesterday after an utter collapse, 23-6, against Mitch Trubisky. Mitch Trubisky, and you have the balls to get out there? You got the church bells between your legs to tell the general public that it's different with this team? It's different? It's different? There's nothing different about this, except a new, even worse-looking muumuu that you wear to the games and a terrible slogan called Dagger Time. There's nothing different. Oh, I know. You hired another one of your buddies in Corey Undlin to be the defensive coordinator. And then nobody would comment on who was calling the defense until August 30th when he put it in print, I'm calling the plays. One problem. He's calling the same garbage in the fourth quarter that you did the last 2 years, because you don't have another card. You don't have another option. This is all you are. You're not in New England. Daddy Bill ain't here to save you. And this roster blows. Oh, wait. The off-injured veteran cornerback you signed got hurt in the first game? Let me show you my surprise face. Oh, wait. Drafting a corner at 3 didn't work out? And even if Okuda played, from what I was told today, he was only going to play every third or fourth series. Nobody wants to hear it, dude. Save it. You, your laminate, your pencil, your poncho, and whatever else you bring to the table, take it on down the line. Oh, it's on me. It's on me. We got to coach better. It's on me. You know the only thing that ought to be on you? About 6 feet of professional dirt. Get this guy out of here. Now. Oh, but my God, you can't fire a coach after one game. The hell I can't. This guy sucks. This whole team sucks. This whole franchise sucks. 23-6? Trubisky was out there blindfolded. Do you know why he was able to vaporize you in the fourth? Because you're out there playing man cover with bums. With guys that aren't NFL players. You don't have Coleman. You don't have Trufant. You don't have Okuda. You can't do what you want to do. You got to do what you need to do. And then the worst part is, this guy, the alleged rocket scientist, decides up 10, 4 minutes to go, I'm going to try a 55-yard field goal. Why? It's asinine. Oh, but Prater's a good kicker. I didn't mind the call. You don't know your elbow from your bleep hole about football, if that's your take. Facts. It's ridiculous. Your punter's your best weapon. Pin him. Get out there. Mitch Trubisky mocked you, not only with his on-field play, he mocked you with the post-game quotations. Look, man, they were mixing it up early, but, you know, in the fourth quarter, we knew they'd do what they do. They're predictable. Let me tell you something. The only thing worse than somebody who's bad at their job is somebody who's bad at their job and they don't realize it. That is an incredibly dangerous thing. This guy and his frat buddy GM friend Bobby Q, these two don't get that they suck. They don't get that they are utterly atrocious at their jobs. And that's incredibly dangerous. And you know what's even worse? I'm not sure that the Ford family gets it. Because these guys are, they are stealing money. They're like the Hamburglar. Rubble, 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 cheeseburger. They're stealing money. Can you imagine having your job gifted to you for a third year because you work for, and I'm not being hyperbolic here, the worst franchise in all of professional sports, and you made no changes? None. None. I watched a defensive line that is inept. I watched really a front seven that doesn't do much of anything. They don't get pressure. They can't stop the run. And then when the chips are down, here we are in the fourth quarter, predictable, vanilla, we're just going to go man. And even Mitch Trubisky, if given that amount of time against those substandard corners, can make those average throws in the NFL. Don't kid yourself. Trubisky didn't make his three best career throws. He didn't somehow catch crazy fire. Guys were open all day. Oh, the fourth down in the first half. Ted Ginn would still be running if Mitch Trubisky didn't blow. He had three brutal throws in the first quarter alone. So this guy has opened up 2020, a season where his job is supposedly on the line, where we know we've had to make change. You have a slogan that points to the fact that you can't finish games. And in game one, 23-6, you do the same thing. Oh, but what about DeAndre Swift? What about it? You should never be in a position to need that play. Oh, but they would have wanted. You wouldn't be talking like this today. Actually, I would have. I hate this guy. I hate this staff. I hate this ownership, this GM. I hate it all. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You empowered this man to do this to your fan base, your customers, again. It's like having a chef at a restaurant where every meal he cooks gives people explosive diarrhea. Explosive! And you give him a raise. You give him a raise. And you tell him, Mario, make the fettuccine on Saturday. And then everybody gets diarrhea in their chair. That's exactly what you're doing to your customer base, Sheila. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. The whole thing is absurd. And from the beginning, it's been this way. And he's shown no ability to do it. And even worse, it may be an outright refusal. I mean, can you even believe watching the Rams last night or the Cowboys? And defense in 2020 is all about your front four. What can your front four do? San Francisco last year got to a Super Bowl. Their front four was vicious. The Giants beat the best team maybe ever in the Patriots. We did it with a front four that was savage to Brady in that game. You win up front. You win with the tip of the sword. Not here in Matty Patty land. Not here at the barbecue, where we serve up marginal NFL talent up front, and we make Trey Flowers, a guy with 29 career sacks, the fifth highest paid D-end in football. That's what you're getting served. You're getting the diarrhea fettuccine. I want to hear from you. I haven't said hello to Rico. I haven't so much as looked David in the eye. Roberto, I don't even know where he is. He didn't accept the Zoom invite. I want to talk to people about this. And we can break it all down. I mean, I've got notes upon notes upon notes. I've got angles. I got Rico. I want to talk to you about it. But I'm sorry. I wanted this guy gone. I had people at the station defending Bob Quinn. Defend this. Box them all up. 248-539-9797. We'll get your ticket text. I want to get Rico involved. I'm angry. And you should be angry too. Because this is the diarrhea chef. And he was allowed to continue cooking for you. Game one, third straight opener, utter chaos. Nothing's changed. Not a damn thing.
Chicken he juice keeps all over your hands.
You don't deserve to serve food. Shut it down. It's garbage.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.